Terry Williams Drive. Are you ready? News Talk
ZB. Good evening now, 7 past 5. Well, the big story today, National Party leader Bill English is bowing out of politics, leaving the race open for a new leader of the opposition. It marks the end of a 27-year career, and Mr. English is with me. And good evening to you, sir. Thank you for your time.
No problem, Larry.
So, Bill, I'm very well. How are you now? You a bit relieved that this is done and dusted?
Well, it's another big step. I've got a couple of weeks yet in the chair, and then it'll be done and dusted.
How tough was the decision?
Oh, reasonably tough. Look, there's always a reason to stay on in politics. I lost the leadership 15 years ago, decided to stay on because I wanted to use the skills and lots of things I thought needed changed. This time around, there's good reason. I mean, we've got a weak government because of the way it was put together. It's going to have trouble generating much momentum beyond more reviews and working groups. And, a busy, robust opposition could really hold them accountable. However, I've made a personal decision to move on to a life for me and as importantly, for my family, outside of public life after 30 years of it.
I thought you would stay a little longer. I thought you would go this term, but I thought you'd stay longer and allow a successor to come through. So what was the catalyst here? All the speculation about you going, did you then rethink the whole thing?
No, I wasn't concerned about the speculation. I was already on a track then. No, again, look, just a personal decision. Maybe there was a reason to stay for another 12 months or whatever. But look, we know from when John Key left that the team develops when the leader moves on. And the caucus is in pretty good shape, actually. We had a couple of good days last week in Tauranga talking about the path to 2020. And actually, I came away from that reassured that the caucus was in good shape, and if I went, they'd do a good job of a transition to another leader.
Right, the caucus may be in good job, but one of the criticisms is that there is really no succession plan here. You've got a bunch of MPs that are going to be putting their hands up.
Well, look, it's part of the transition from what was a long-term, pretty successful team with myself and John Key and other senior ministers there through our period in government. So in a way, it's not surprising there aren't other people well recognised by the public. But that's another reason for me to go now, is that to be competitive in 2020, a leader needs time to build their profile and credibility, and I'm quite sure that's what the caucus will achieve.
You feel you're going out on a high as Prime Minister, where you were Prime Minister. National achieved the highest vote at the election, of course. So you feel you're leaving on a high?
Well, I'm leaving, at a time when, there is that record of relative success. There's the disappointment of not getting getting another term in office. I had plenty of energy and plenty of plans, and I'm kind of pleased about that after a long time in politics, there's still plenty of things I wanted to achieve. However, that's democracy. You get a fantastic privilege by getting voted in, but in the end, the public are your masters, and they can vote you out, which is... And we went out of government. So I've got some regrets there, but that's not a reason to stick around. I want to, get on with a life outside of politics. I mean, I had three of my kids here today. They have never known a life where they're not reading about their dad in the newspaper or on TV and their parents dealing with the demands of public life.
All the leaders today were very gracious, I thought, apart from Winston Peters. It's still sour there. There seems to be a hatred between you and Mr. Peters, right or wrong?
Well, there's no hatred from my side. I mean, we tried to negotiate an agreement. We weren't successful. Now he's in another government, and that'll create some real pressures for that government. I think it's a bit unfortunate if he can't find anything anything gracious there, but it's not mutual. I can assure you of that.
You're not well. I felt he was always playing National, but that's another thing. What did you think?
Look, all of that's water under the bridge now. That this government will be, it starts with a problem, and that is the way it was formed, because it's not formed around the largest party, and it's got these, and so therefore it has these three partners, and they've got such a wide range of views. We know what it's like running a coalition government. It was quite a challenge just with two or three small parties, But here you've got Greens and New Zealand First, big chunks of the government. And getting agreement on anything is just going to be a long, difficult process. And it doesn't matter how much popularity the Prime Minister might or might not have, governments get judged on getting things actually done. And they're going to have a challenge doing.
All right. Well, thank you for coming on the program. And you've been very good to this program over the years, and I appreciate it. And all the best for your retirement.
Thank you very much, Larry.
That is the National Party leader retiring, of course, Bill English. News Talk ZB. It is now 5:13. Larry Williams Drive. Back to the issue of